Proverbs number 13, in verse 20, says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm." I will begin in a series titled Mentors and Role Models. Mentors and role models. You know, these are people that influence our lives in this world. You know, whether you like it or not, someone is influencing the way you act. Someone is influencing the way you behave. You know, many times we think what we do is original. But I guarantee you, most of what you do is based on what you have seen. It's based on somebody that you have copied. Somebody that you have valued. You hold them valuable and precious in your life. And many times we do it accidentally. You understand? We don't do it on purpose. It's good to have mentors and it's good to have role models, but you have to choose them on purpose because they determine the outcome of your life. Look at what it says. If a person walks with the wise, what's going to happen to them? They will become wise. So if I want to be wise, one of the things I can do is to watch the people I hold as my associates or as friends. The word walk with the wise, you know, the word walk there is those who associate, those who keep company. So it matters the people that I keep company with. And I'm particularly speaking to young people. I'm not saying I'm not speaking to the adults as well. But, you know, young people, it's important because they can be easily influenced. When you grow older, you can be influenced, but you have more control over your actions, even your behavior. But young people copy. They copy. In fact, that's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, say, do not copy the behavior of this world. Why would the Bible say do not copy? Because it is easy to copy what you see. In fact, many times people respond to what they see than to what they hear. You know, sometimes you say, but I've told you, you know, parents say that to children, I've told you several times, how come you're still doing this? The reason is many times they are copying what they see. Many adults today, a lot of your life is based on the things that you have copied over the years. So the Bible says, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. So there could be physical harm, mental, emotional harm, all sorts of harm. Other translations called, they suffer trouble. So can you imagine that the people I associate with can bring trouble to my life? They can bring joy, and they can bring trouble. You see, many people in the world today, they will not have trouble of their own. Or if they had their own trouble, it would be minimal. A lot of the trouble that people face in life is what is brought to them by their associations. By their associations. And I know many examples of these growing up and people that I've known. And another word says, you know, another transition says that people who have companionship with fools are people who do not have understanding, who are not wise. They're not wise in their thinking. They're not wise in their reasoning. They're not wise in their speech. They're not wise in their behavior. Hallelujah. So if you keep company with such people, you will eventually copy them and be like them, and the end is not good. But thank God that if you walk with the wise, what happens? We'll be wise. Amen. So the people you associate with, you know, they can determine a lot the outcome of your life. You know, this can start even from little things in the classroom. You know, sometimes you see in the classroom, you're not the one making trouble in the class, but you're just that one child. And then they nudge you and contact you. They nudge and, you know, and then everybody says, can you tell him? They're asking you to tell somebody on the other desk. And then the teacher says, who is that? And then they gather all of you. You know, I went to the military school. If somebody around you commits an offense, all of you in that area, you'll be punished for it. So it's your job to ensure that nobody messes up around you. And sometimes you find that people try to change their sitting in school because you know that as long as you sit in that corner with those people, you're going to get into trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. And the reason they're doing that is that because they're training you for war. They're training you for something serious. If somebody who does not do the right thing, it could cost you your life. It has outcomes. That's the way, the reason they were training us that way. So that everybody should be in their best behavior as much as it is possible. Amen. Proverbs 22. Let's go to Proverbs 22. See, the book of Proverbs is a book for living. It is to impart knowledge and wisdom, and it is to help us to avoid the issues of life, the dangers of life. That's what the book of Proverbs is, the book of wisdom. Proverbs 22 says, in verse 24, it says, make no friendship with an angry man. You know, the word angry here is somebody who has hot temper. And with a furious man, do not go. I want you to notice what we're talking about here is about company, association. It's about association because that's what mentors and role models are to us. Because you will eventually copy the person that you associate with or the person you look up to. So he says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man, do not go. Next verse. Lest you learn his ways, you see. You know, but someone will say, but I'm not going to learn it. The Bible says you will learn it. So it matters who I relate with. Now, one of the things I've said to you as a church is that as Christians, you should be friendly with everyone, but not everyone should be your friend. Amen? There's a difference between being friendly and being friends. Friends must be chosen wisely. Young people, listen to me. This is talking about the outcome of our lives, the result of our lives. Even when you look at people who are in prison today, and I'm not using it to bring them down. I'm just saying that this is just the word of God. There are people there. God loves everyone. Amen. And many are there not because they themselves were people who wanted to commit crime or do anything harmful, but their association. And I can tell you that mostly, if you have one, what was that word? Say one bad apple does what? How can that happen? How can that happen? Because when that bad one enters into that system, it is like it's like a virus. It spreads and it spoils the whole bunch, doesn't it? And so you find people who are in situation, maybe you found yourself in a situation whereby you didn't actually commit the offense, but because of the person you were associated, or maybe you were the one who committed it, and you brought all other people into trouble. But thank God for his forgiveness. But what we are doing and we're saying today is that as children of God, as young people, we need to be mindful because we all want our lives to be well. We all want it to be well with us, but there are things that we can do to ensure that we get the right results in life. So he says, do not, say, lest you learn his ways. So if I'm associating with somebody, eventually I will learn their ways. Their ways. Amen. You see what it's saying? It means that I don't know their ways. It's when I come in contact with them and I begin to move with them and keep company with them, I will know their ways and I will learn those ways. Then what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And a snare, set a snare for your soul. This is serious stuff. It's saying that somebody who is an angry, hot-tempered person, if I'm associating with a person, you know, I will learn their ways. Now, what's going to happen to me? I will set a snare, a trap. So it's a trap. Why would I want to get into a trap? Why don't I find a wise person? Hallelujah. A wise person, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So first thing is I will find and associate with myself with who? With somebody who has the fear of the Lord. People who have the reverence for the Lord. And young people also, if you're going to get married, if you're going to associate, you know, to become someone to be your wife, your husband, it's going to be number one. What's the number one? Someone who has the fear of the Lord, because that's the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom. Now, let me read this to you in the Message translation. Message translation. Do you have it? Proverbs 22. Hallelujah. Have you got it? Okay. It says, don't hang out with what? Angry people. Hallelujah. Angry people. You know, sometimes you may notice something that is wrong, but you don't have to be angry. You see, that's the challenge. You see, we can see some things. You may see something that is wrong, something that is not quite right. You may be displeased with something, but you don't have to be angry. You don't have to, you know, because people have used their anger, and they, you know, your if you see something that is wrong and you are angry, it gives you almost like a legitimacy to do whatever you do. Do you know what I'm saying? Why will people beat up people? Why will I use my hand to hit a person? Why do you think I would do that? Because somebody has done something that I'm not pleased with. I'm not happy with it. And so what happens is because my anger is legitimate, isn't it? That's to me. So if it is legitimate, I can do anything. It's unless you set a trap. It's a trap. Because that anger becomes a trap for my soul. And I would do anything. People kill because of anger. Didn't you know that? So the Bible says, but it starts with company. When you are keeping company and you are moving with people. So young people, when you go to school, maybe you find somebody who's always upset and angry about something. They should get help. You get help, you don't keep company with them. And you're not nasty to them. I'm not saying you should be nasty to people. I'm saying you can be friendly with them. You can help and support them, but don't keep company with them. There's a whole lot of evil happening in the world today. And it's because people are angry. You can be displeased with something. You know, there are many things that I may not be happy with in my home. That doesn't give me a license to be angry. Because once I get angry, what happens? It's a trap. So the Bible says, don't hang out with angry people. Don't keep company with who? I didn't say it. The Bible said it. This is a message. Bad temper is what? It's contagious. Don't get infected. So why are we saying all of these things? We're saying it because in the world today, we have mentors and we have role models, and people have stars, celebrities that we look up to, you know, young people in particular. They look up to young people and they influence their behavior. And there's a survey that I was reading, and the survey said 80% of teenage girls compare themselves to the image of the celebrities they see. 80%. So those celebrities determine how they see themselves. And that's serious. And we're going to be going through, as we go through this teaching, I'm going to be showing you what the Bible says on how, because mentorship is good. Role modelship is good. The Bible talks about it, but you've got to be able to choose right. You've got to be able to choose wisely. And one of the first things is their end. The end. And the Bible will, you know, we will go through this. I'm just laying a foundation today. We'll go through this in this teaching. And the survey said almost half of those that were reported, they said that celebrity images make them feel dissatisfied. So not only 80% see the celebrities as measuring, they measure themselves against this. That's not wise to measure yourself against such people. And they say they are dissatisfied, and the result is this. The result, sometimes people, you know, There's a lot of pressure on them, and they begin to do things to their body. People begin to hate their body. This body that you have was given to you by God. That's why David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It would take somebody to give you a different understanding, somebody you are watching and you're copying, to say your body is not right. So that this is not the body that I should have. It's because the Bible says, do not keep company. You know, to keep company with something is not that you're just walking with them. You can keep company with them by just following their lives. On social media, you know everything. You know when they fly to England. And you know when they're flying to the U.S. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't keep company with them. I'm not saying don't listen to music and things like that, but even then, you will choose the kind of music you listen to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he says 50%. So, and a lot of people, the boys as well, they get into substance abuse because of the lifestyle of those people, maybe sports personalities. This is the survey that was done. This is the outcome of the survey that was done. And all because people are copying. Because what you dwell on, you will copy. What you dwell on, what you fix your eyes on, you will eventually copy. That's why the Bible says, do not walk with, you see, do not keep company of fools, because they will suffer harm. Praise God. What is a mentor? A mentor is somebody who gives help, advice, and support to a young or inexperienced person over a period of time. So this is a good thing, isn't it? Somebody's giving you advice, support, and help. So we will learn how we choose the right people for us, the right people that we'll choose as our mentors. A role model is a person who serves as an example whose behavior is emulated. The person serves as your example, someone you're looking up to, somebody you admire, somebody you hold precious, and then eventually you emulate their behavior. And one word that I want to say about mentors and role models is influence. They have the capacity and the ability to influence you. And, you know, they influence your behavior, they influence your actions. They have the capacity to shape the way you are, to shape the way you behave. Hallelujah. And so we'll be using those words interchangeably, and I want to be alert to the kind of people that I spend time with. I want to be alert to that. You know, even going on even to ministers. There are ministers that I'll be friendly to everyone, but there are those I may not bring into my circle of friends. Because what will happen, and it happens in every profession. Maybe you have people who are doctors and lawyers, and you know you can have fellow doctors. And then if they become your circle of friends and you begin to act like them, why do you find that people say these particular people behave in a particular way? You know, people say lawyers are this. Why are they saying that? Do they all come from the same home? No, they don't. It's because as they mingle and associate together, they begin to act like one another. And that's what should happen to believers. We should be associating together, and we should be becoming like Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he's our ultimate role model and mentor. So influence is important. It's important that you watch the people that influence you. And we will be talking more about this, but I know that the first influence and the first, probably the greatest influence for any child is the home, is the parents, and the people that have guardianship over them. Let's go to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus 32. He that walks with the wise will become wise, and the companion of fools will suffer harm. So the key message is you watch the people you associate with, the people you keep company with. Hallelujah. Amen. And Exodus chapter 32 from verse 1. And it's important to let people know these things, because I remember every time I was going to school, my mom would say those words. She was always saying them. Remember the son of whom you are. You know, I used to think, oh, here she goes again. Every time, because I went to boarding schools, as soon as that's the last word she would say, remember the son. I knew it. It was automatic. But it helped me. Because every time I was in any situation, those words would just come into my ears. They were always ringing, and I would just check myself. So there were things that I would have gotten into that I didn't get into. Thank God. Amen. The words of my mom, they kept ringing in my ears. Hallelujah. I said all that to say, young people, don't detest your parents' words. Mommy's words, even though she's been saying it too many times, let it sink into your ears. Amen. I know some mothers will like that. Exodus. From verse 1, it says, now when the people saw that Moses was delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, now who is Aaron? Aaron is the high priest. He is the one who represents the people. He goes to God to represent the people. He's the one God speaks to go to the people. Now, Aaron is going to be influenced, you will see. So if Aaron can be influenced, anyone can be influenced. Hallelujah. So they say, come. They told him, because Moses has gone for how many days? 40 days. He's gone up the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. So they go to him. His job is to bring the people to God. And they say, come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. What has become of him? So for 40 days, and I believe this is not just something they said after 40 days. They will have been murmuring maybe from the second day, the third day, the fourth day. They're thinking, what's going on? Where is he? Why has he not come down? And they've been saying it in the ears of Aaron. So Aaron is hearing all of these things about the people. Now, look at what they say, make us gods. What's influencing them? Because they're coming from Egypt, and in Egypt, there are gods. Every nation at the time worshipped idols. So God set them apart to show them how to worship the true God. So God was going to set them as an example for the nations. Did you know that you are here because God wants to set you as the role model? You are supposed to be the role model for the world. Not the other way around. These people, they didn't realize it. No nation had ever, people have served God individually. Abraham served God. The Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was not. So individuals had walked with, this is the first time a nation would serve the Almighty and the true God. So they were supposed to be the template. They were supposed to be the mentors. And it's important to notice this because God wants to use you as the template for the world. Hallelujah. For your family, for your generation. And so what did they do? They went back to the gods. They said, look, make gods for us, the one we used to have. You know, some of us today that we are saved, we are doing the things we used to do. We're going back to the past life. When we got saved, we knew the truth now, and then we went back to the past life. Look, say, make us gods. And Aaron said to them, break off. What is Aaron doing? How did he know that they should break off their glory? Because he has seen it before, where he's coming from. Aaron didn't just think it, say, you know, I've got some wisdom now. Break off those. No. He's copying. If you don't walk with the wise, you will copy. When you are faced with challenges, when you are faced with situations, you will copy. So now when there is tension and there is pressure, Aaron, the high priest, God chose him, but he didn't know his full purpose. He didn't know. That's why I like David. David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't need to copy anyone. I don't need anyone to determine. If they are not in line with what God has said concerning me, then I'm not going to follow. Praise God. So they said, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to who? To Aaron. So what's happening to him now? Can you imagine you, the church, you come to me and say, Pastor, we shouldn't have church again. I think on Sunday mornings, let's go party. I will say, well, you have to follow the majority. No, you don't follow majority. See, that's how some people reason. They say because there are more people that believe in that thing, then everybody has to do it. No, you only do what God says is right. Praise God. Don't let people peer pressure. That's what they call it. Don't let pressure affect you. Don't let. You see, when you go, you are being taught the truth in the house of God. You have the truth. You know the truth. You know what is right. You know, they say, well, you know, I know. Sometimes you find someone and say, well, you know, all the men are doing it. I've heard it before. Some years back, I was speaking to somebody. He said, but, you know, all the men do it. I said, well, I don't do it. Amen. So that's number one. I don't do it. And I'm sure there are many other men that do. You know what happens? He has convinced himself because he has seen a number of people. How did he see a number? The people he was keeping company with. Lest you learn their ways and you be entrapped. You'll be trapped because you will think everybody is doing it. That's a trap of the enemy. Hallelujah. And so all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. Verse 4. Now I want you to notice this. And he received the gold from their hand. And he did what? He did what? What does it mean, fashioned it? Can you imagine? You know, if you don't follow the true God, you will make your own God. You know, you can't make God. God is God. And that's why the Bible said to them, he said, these people, they are worshiping things that they made with their hands. He said, they will go to the forest, they will cut the tree, and then they will shape the tree, and then they will put it down, and they put some food on it, and then bow down to it, and say, this is my God. You went to the forest, you just cut the tree, you just shaped it and did all of that. The same thing, the earrings, they were wearing it for beauty before. God blessed them with it. Do you know that the things that God has blessed you with, you can take it and serve an idol? And serve things that you shouldn't be serving. Things that should be bowing down to you, you begin to bow down to them. Because you think you are inferior. You are not inferior. Hallelujah. You are made in the image of God. You are good as you are. Tell somebody you are looking good. And young people, it's important to know this. You are looking good. You don't need anyone. You don't need to say, well, you know, but look at that. And you know, people do things in media. They show you, they reflect it, and then you look at you. Maybe you were feeling good with yourself before you got out. And then as soon as you saw them, you say, oh. No, you are good as you are. You're beautiful. And God loves you the way he has made you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so he received the gold from them, from their hand, and he fashioned it. He made it with an engraving tool. And he made a what? A molded calf. Then they said, listen to this. They said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you. This thing they just fashioned is what brought them. Can you see how deception is? They've been deceived. And Aaron was complicit in it because he allowed the people to influence him. How did he allow them? He kept company with them. All of those 40 days that Moses was there, he didn't have to stay with the people. He didn't have to be with them. He didn't have to be hearing that complaining and murmuring for 40 days. Once you hear it, your ears will be loaded. You are only waiting. You are pregnant, ready to give birth. So he was already pregnant for 40 days. So when they said to him, make for us, you see, he didn't waste time. He said, bring your earrings. He has worked it out. It's a trap to listen to people who are speaking against the things that you value. It's a trap. Don't even pay attention to it. Because eventually they will influence you over a period of time. If people can influence you for good, they can influence you for evil. This is good counsel. It's good counsel, brothers and sisters, children, young people. Watch the people. Determine from today. I know the people I will associate with. I have to choose wisely. I'm not going to copy. I'm not a copycat. Amen. Praise God. And thank God, even within this church, we have many role models. Wonderful people who have been an example to many. You know, it's going to be hard if you've been keeping company with certain people. It's going to be hard. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but you have to start it. Maybe you meet with them 3 times a week. Make it what? Once a week. And then they, what happened? What? I say, look, I'm taking life serious now. Hallelujah. There are many men who have been drawn from their wives and their family. How will somebody, you know, there are many wives as well who have been drawn from their husbands and their family. There are people who neglect their children. Now, I'm not saying there are situations that happen that people have issues with their children and with their husbands and wives. But do you know, generally, you can be drawn away from the things that matter to you through the company that you keep. Do you know there's not enough time in the day to do the things you need to do? Does anyone agree with me? There's not enough time to do everything you need to do. So can you imagine if out of the time that you have, the chunk of time you have in a day, how many hours do you have in a day? 24 hours in a day? It's not a trick question, amen. How many hours of sleep do you need to have? You need about 8 hours of sleep. If you go to work, maybe how many hours? Yes, so and all. And then if you pray, how many hours do you need to pray? If you read your Bible, how many hours do you need to read? So you have all of these things, and then sometimes maybe you want to go to the gym, you want to do this, you want to do that, and then you've got to drop the children in the school, and you want to bring them back, and you're not well. And then somebody tells you, they call you. Guess what's happening? And if you start allowing that to happen when you are young, you will do it till you get old, and you will never know. And it will destroy. The Bible says it brings harm. It brings trouble. And you will be telling yourself, what am I doing wrong? Association. It's association. It's as big as that. You know what deception is? Deception is that you believed a lie. Because you thought a lie was the truth. Because if you know you've been deceived, you are not deceived. Amen. If you can tell that I've been deceived, then I'm not deceived. So I'm deceived because I don't know. And so what the word of God comes, the Bible says, you shall hear what? The truth. And the truth shall make you free from deception. It can make you free from all the things that you were thinking were right. Because only the word of God can make the right call and the right judgment. Praise God. And so now, look at this. You just think about it. If you've never read this before, you think that this is the first time you're reading it. God brought them out. Do you know how many miracles God had to do for Pharaoh to let them go? Do you know how many things God had to perform for their sake? Why was God doing that? He wanted them to be his role model. God has done so many great things to bring you to where you are today, not so that you copy people, so that you will stand out as his role model for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Woo. And our children, your parents have been bringing you all these years, bringing you. The world needs to see you. They need to watch you. They need to say, yeah, that's how it should be done. Thank you, Jesus. Because God is so pleased that your parents and yourself, you've invested time and effort into his work. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. So let's keep reading. Next verse. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. See, altar should be built to who? To God. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. This is, they know who brought them out of the, they saw the Red Sea part. And Say, this is a feast to the Lord. Who is being influenced? Who is influencing Aaron? The people and his past. His past, the way he's coming from. Amen. Verse number 6. That's why I told you that, you know, you think that the things you're doing, that they are original. They're not original. Most of it is what you copied. What you copied. He copied it from Egypt. That's why he was able to fashion the image. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to do what? And to drink, and they rose up to play. To play means that they began to do all sorts of unimaginable stuff. Do we have verse 7? And the Lord said to Moses, go, get down, for your people. You see, because they have said they don't belong to God anymore. They said it. So God said, your people, whom you did what? Ah, this is serious. You brought out of the land of Egypt, have done what? Corrupted. What was that word? Say, don't hang out. Because it is infectious, so that you will not be corrupted. People corrupt. People can influence you for good or for evil or for bad. So I'm going to watch my associations. I believe God is speaking to somebody today. You've got to start doing it. Start measuring it. You are too precious to associate with the wrong people. Too precious to God. You are too valuable. What God has given to you is too precious for you to go to the wrong place. Amen. And as your pastor, you know, I want to guard that thing jealously. I want to continue to hear good report concerning you, that you are on the right path and you're fulfilling the purpose of God for your life, that nobody will be able to stop you and derail you from that path. Hallelujah. That's my desire. That's my goal. And so they have corrupted themselves. But I want you to keep looking. And let's go straight to verse 15. Let's go to verse 15. Thank God for the baby. Amen. No problem, Mom. Just relax. You know, three things that babies do. What are the three things? They cry, they sleep, and they eat. So why are you bothered? The baby is doing exactly, praise God. We don't mind. And I hope people who are watching online or maybe you listen to this after, do not let it bother you. Praise God. Verse 15 says, and Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides. On the one side and on the other side, they were written. Now, the tablets were the work of God. So this man went to get something from God for them. It was for them. Everything Moses was doing was for them. Everything was all about them. And the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. Keep going. And when Joshua, now listen to this. There are over 2 million people, it is estimated. Joshua was not in the camp with them. Can you see mentors and role models? Who was Joshua's mentor? Moses. Who was his role model? Moses. Even though 2 million people were in the camp, he chose to be with the one person. He that walks with the wise will be wise. So the people you choose determine your heart. You understand? How you choose, that's why this teaching is about helping you to choose right. Through this series, we will learn how did Joshua not join other people? How? How come? For 40 days? He wasn't in the camp. You know where he was? He was at the foot of the mountain. 40 days. So maybe he will rush to go and get food from the camp, come back, and stay there. That's why when Joshua heard the noise of the people, he wasn't there. He heard the noise of the people as they shouted, because now they are playing. He said to Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. He doesn't know. Do you know? Oh, my God. This is powerful. Do you know that people will be, there are things that will be going on in the world. Terrible things. And you won't be aware of it. Because of the company that you are keeping. You'll be so protected. In fact, Some of us today, it's Netflix and all of these things that's making us aware. Otherwise, we would never be aware of what's going on. Because you're not keeping company with such kind of people. And so what happens, and young people, sometimes you find that you are drawn to those things. When you find yourself drawn to those things, you should check yourself and tell yourself, he that walks with the wise will become wise. But he that keeps company with fools, will what? They will suffer harm. So he wasn't there. He was protected. So he says there's war in the camp. And you know, some of you, everything that is going on, you know. You know where every gig is happening. Amen. Don't look at me as if you don't know what the word gig means. You're looking at me and say, oh, Pastor, what is gig? Or is he an old word? Is it still, it's still applicable? No, don't say, Pastor, say I shouldn't go for. Go for, just make sure you are walking with who? The wise. That's the. I'm not telling you where to go and where not to go. But make sure you are not walking, you're not keeping company with fools. Because it will determine your outcome. Thank you, Lord. He said, it is not the noise of the shout of victory, nor the noise of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I am hearing. Next verse. So it was as soon as he came near the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing. So Moses' anger became hot. Amen. Who is making him angry now? The people. Was Moses angry before he got? No, he was 40 days on the mountain. So Moses wasn't right to get angry as well. I said, you can be displeased with something, but you don't have to be angry. You don't have to show anger, because it was in that anger himself. See, these people made Moses not to see the promised land because he kept getting angry. I've made up my mind. I will not let any human being make me miss. See, he didn't miss heaven. He's in heaven. But you see, the attainment of your purpose, because you cannot go with that kind of attitude. So it was a relief for him to check out. Because you can imagine, the man is 120 years, an angry 120-year-old man. Then he will live 130 and he's still angry. So God gave him relief. Come and rest. It was a relief. You say, oh, why did... No, it was time to go and rest. You say, why didn't he go to the promised land? There's a better promised land than the one here. That's where he went. Thank you, Jesus. So it was as soon as he came on the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger became hot. And he cast the tablets where? You know, he had to go a second time. For how many days? Another 40 days. All because of these people. People can influence the outcome of your life. He was meant to go once, but these people affected him. There are people who are just making you angry. You say, well, Pastor, that person is my son. Amen? What do you do? Don't let it get to you. That's how you will not keep company with them. Because you have to always be with your son, isn't it? You have to be with your daughter. So if you can help them, you help them, teach them and help them. And as you're doing it, make sure you're not letting it. If it gets into you, you will perform some things that you never believe you will ever perform. He broke the tablets, something he went to spend 40 days for. There are people who shatter and destroy things they've worked for 40 years because somebody provoked them. They do not keep company with angry people. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it settle in your spirit. Don't let it touch you. Put it at arm's length. Help them, support them, but don't let what they are doing or what they are saying affect you. If it's affecting you, move away from it. So he broke it and broke them at the foot of the mountain. Then he took the calf which they had made. He did what? He burned it in the fire. Amen. He ground it to what? Look at all that effort. He first broke the tablets. Now, what's affecting his behavior now? What's affecting? Anger.
Did God ask him to do this?
No, but the people made him angry. It means that if you are always constantly in the midst of anger, you can do things. And I want to use this opportunity to encourage you, brothers and sisters. Let's walk on anger. A lot of the violence that is happening in the world today is because of anger. You know that. Sometimes we hear stories on the news and we say, oh, why would they do such a thing? Anger. Don't let it affect you. Don't let it bother you. Stay on God's word and pray. Praise God. And learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. Okay, and he ground it to powder. Now, not only, and he scattered it on the what? On the water and made, let's keep going, and made the what? He made the children of Israel to drink it. Ah, this man is a killer. What's happening? He's been influenced because of the things that are happening. So there are many ways. Aaron was influenced by what he saw in Egypt, was influenced by keeping company with the people and staying with them. And now Moses has been influenced to perform and do all kinds of things because of what the people have done. He's reacting to it. And so let's keep going. Next verse. And Moses said to Aaron, what did these people do to you? It's because he knows. It's not you. You are my brother. You've been appointed a high priest. Something must have happened. So he knew. How did he know? These people. Why did he say these people? It's influence. People can influence your actions. Because if they can influence your actions, they can influence your outcomes. What did these people do to you that you have brought so great a sin upon them? Verse 22. So Aaron said, do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. So don't get angry. The man is already angry. And he said, you know the people. So he already had an idea that these people can make somebody miss their way. So let me tell you, the people that you are following that are not leading you in the right way, you already know. And you say, Pastor, I don't know. You know. So he said, you know the people that they are what? They are set on evil. So if he knew, why did he sit with them? Why didn't he go and join Joshua? He could have joined Joshua. And then let's see. For they said to me, make us gods that shall go before us. Is he telling the truth? Yes. They said, make us gods. And for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. Is he right? Yes. Next one. And I said to them, whoever has any gold, let them break it off. And they gave them to me. And I did what? I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out. Now he's like, you see, can you imagine? What did he do with it? He fashioned it. How can you forget that you fashioned it? He fashioned it. He made it. When they gave it to him, he fashioned it. He melted it and made it and molded it. And now he's telling Moses, when they gave it to me, I just threw it in the fire, and the calf came out. So he began to lie. Began to lie. You see, when you walk with the wrong people, it will make you do what you never thought you will ever do. Thank God for his forgiveness. That God was still able to use Aaron. It doesn't matter what you have done, God is able to use you. God will still use you. But he's saying to us, on this path that he has put you on, watch the people that you associate with. Watch the company that you keep. Was it hard to imagine that when God was going to choose somebody to lead the children of Israel, was it hard to know the person he would choose? Is it hard to choose the person who will lead them? It's not hard. He came to Joshua because he knows that Joshua is one person who chose wisely. He that walks with the wise, he walked with the wise. So his outcome was guaranteed. And so, brothers and sisters today, there are mentors, there are role models, they abound around us in the world. Some of them close to us as friends. And some of them may be on television and social media, wherever. My prayer today, that you will choose wisely. And that we will allow the Lord to even raise you as an example. Because he says to Timothy, he said, do not let anyone look down on your youth. Because young people, you can be role models. And that's my prayer, that our children and young people in this church, they'll be role models, not only in the house of God, they'll be role models in their schools. They'll be role models in the community. They'll be role models wherever they go. Now they will stand sure and confident, knowing that God has ordained them. God has called them for such a time as this. They will know that they are the Esthers of their generation. They are the Joshuas of their generation. They are the Timothys of their generation. Father, that's our desire, that's our prayer. Because that's what will change our world. That's what will change this nation. When your people rise up and be light and salt to the world. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' name.